We are now at Skew Bridge, the old railway bridge that passed over the canal. At this location, in 1892, Dr. F. G. Hurd established a swimming and water polo club. Prior to this, swimming in the canal had been banned by the Stroud Water Company, who considered the water to be their private property. Dr. Hurd erected a wooden shed as the clubhouse under the railway bridge and had over 80 members join in the first year. Their first event was the water polo match between teams from Stonehouse and Ryford that attracted much attention, and Mr. Hurd himself scored 2 goals. In 1897, the swimming club was taken over by Stonehouse Parish Council, who drew up bylaws which defined terms when bathing was allowed, and they employed a caretaker to attend those times. However, it was difficult to enforce this regulation. When one young boy got into difficulties in deep water, he was lucky that swimming star Ethelbert Daniels was there to rescue him. 13-year-old Daniels was a regular at the bathing place, and his favourite feat was diving from the railway bridge which spanned the canal. It was not just swimming times that were hard to enforce. They also received other complaints from the public.
It was right here, wasn't it, Lucy?
Yes, I believe it was. We were on the train, weren't we, Emily? Crossing the bridge, up there.
Minding our own business, enjoying the countryside. I saw a deer.
And I a fox. It was idly anyway. It was very pleasant. Until it happened.
Did you see it too? I do hope not. Awful business. Awful.
Some of these people might have been the very ones. Emily, stay away from them.
I don't think so. I think I would recognise them if I saw them again.
You are probably right.
We were having such a lovely day, weren't we, Lucy? Until it happened.
Yes, just coming back from Cheltenham on the new railway. And then, with no warning...
None at all. No reason to believe anything untoward would happen to us.
There they were, looming out of the shadows in full view of all.
I had to squint to make out what it was. But oh my goodness, when I realised... I shut my eyes tightly and didn't open them for a full half hour.
I still can't quite believe it.
I was disgusted. I couldn't eat for days.
Me too. Scandalised. I'm not sure my eyes will ever be the same again.
I know. Let's compose a letter to the headmaster.
Good idea. I have paper and a pencil here.
Take this down. Dear Mr. Sibley, I am writing to inform you of a terrible crime your boys have committed recently.
Is it a crime, do you think?
Of course it is. A crime against decency. A crime against your eyes, Lucy.
You are right. A crime indeed.
Let's continue. I apologise for the crudeness of my imagery in this letter, which unfortunately reflects the crudeness of the act committed against us. But I regret to report that several of your boys...
4, I counted.
4 of your boys could clearly be seen jumping into the canal from the bank... Wearing
what, my dear?
I cannot. I simply...
Be strong, Emily. Describe what you saw. What we both saw. They were...
Without drawers. Indeed, they were entirely without...
Without clothing at all, weren't they? Oh, the shame of it. My eyes.
I shall deliver it myself this very afternoon. The headmaster needs to know. Come along, Lucy. Excuse me. Do you mind? We need to get through. So rude, aren't they? Almost as bad as those boys.